Good morning. Today is Friday, the 24th of July. Joining us this morning is St. Bernard's principal, CEO, president, head guru, bottle washer,
car driver,
Paul Shanahan. Yeah, well, I was going to bring in the van driver, too.
No. Good morning, sir. You're looking great.
Yes, thank you.
Peach is your color.
I kind of liked some of the pastels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You bring your own sunshine.
But I also like long pants and ties that haven't been able to come into play lately. So we'll get there. Oh, all right, Winston, you've got the magic book there. Make us feel smart or not.
I've got a baseball one and a non-baseball one.
Well, got to go baseball.
Got to go baseball.
All right. Where did we get the expression, slide, Kelly, slide?
Oh, I know. That was a poem.
All right.
The late 1800s. Was it for High Pockets Kelly?
That sounds good to me. High Pockets Kelly?
I think that's got a nice ring to it. Yeah.
You get partial credit.
Oh, come on.
It was in the late 1880s and early 90s. The baseball player was Mike Keen Kelly, who excelled in stealing bases. The fans were all for him, and when Keen Kelly lit out to steal a base, they would all encourage him by shouting, "Slide, Kelly, slide."
Which inspired the poem that Brian's talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just didn't get included in the blurb.
Yeah, I guess it was the next phase. Gosh, that flashes back to a book we had. I think I've got a more recent fireside story of a compilation of baseball stories.
Right,
and
right.
It's got like Casey at the Bat, and it talks about, you know, just all that kind of goofy crap that's wildly entertaining and interesting for me.
And a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure they sold more than one copy, I hope. It was really an expensive loss that they took.
Baseball's got some great stories.
Yeah. Nice to hear it last night and this week again, just to have it back.
A little bit of normalcy. That's not normal.
Normalcy?
Yeah, normalcy.
Yeah, okay.
That's a real word.
Is that how it's pronounced, or normalcy?
Normalcy. Now you got me. Now you got me. Normalcy.
I think way that you said it might be more applicable, though.
Was I emphasizing the normal?
Yeah, emphasizing the wrong syllable. Yeah.
Let's get our syllables right the rest of the time.
Yeah. Well, we've talked with the superintendent of schools for the county, Chris Hartley, and also Fred Van Fleck, about some of the stuff that's going on from the state through the state Department of Education or superintendent of schools. Does any of that stuff apply
to St.
Bernard's?
It just about every bit of it applies, and well done on your part for bringing those gentlemen in. It's great information to get out into the county. But yeah, we're guided by the same information. You know, Frankovich is a key person for everybody, and what the state's recommending, what local health's recommending, we're following those guidelines.
You've also got the overview of the bishop as well. Is the without getting too Catholic on everybody, is the bishop and his folks?
Yeah,
are they kind of parroting and running parallel to what everybody else is saying, or are there additional areas of concern or of interest?
Yeah, there's some parallel themes. I think for Bishop Vasha, he's looking at, you know, getting folks back in church and giving them a chance to celebrate together. But his office and his superintendent, Linda Norman, they understand public health is going to drive the decisions we make. So now they're fully on board with what's safe for kids.
One of the things, it's intriguing to me when I think of Eureka High, and St. Bernard's is certainly comparable for this example, is the structure used to house a lot more people. And when I went through in the 70s, there was 2,000 kids, and now it's not quite less than half, but it's in that neighborhood, so there's more space.
Correct.
Same with SB. I mean, you got a lot of classrooms there, and it used to, you know, it was designed for more bodies in there. That flexibility, is that proving to be an asset now, or is it just kind of a non-factor?
No, it's very important as we're asked to space students. It's recommended 6 feet, with the understanding that that's going to be difficult for most schools. We've gone through our classrooms, we've done the measurements, we've removed, in some cases, half the desks, created that 6 feet of space, and it looks like we're going to be able to, fit the high school, fit the middle school. In fact, we, because of overwhelming interest, added a sixth grade. We were 712, added a sixth grade on a Tuesday, and had it filled by Wednesday afternoon. So there is interest in, let's be in person, but let's be safe. And that the building is certainly helping us out.
So what does a classroom look like with half the number of desks in it? Like something weird happened? I mean, it's got to look different.
You know what it looks like if you go back in time when, folks would use a large auditorium for test day, like finals, and you'd have all the desks spaced out for an exam. It just looks like we're going to take a test today and you're not going to be able to read off your neighbor.
Hey, kids, SATs every day. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. No, there are costs to being safe here. But at the same time, if we maintain these great numbers in Humboldt, compared to the rest of the state, and we are allowed to be in person, there's going to be a great benefit to seeing your classmates, seeing your peers. And what we've asked our families is, let's go one-to-one, bring your own device this year. And so if you and I are partners, we're 6 feet apart, we can still collaborate on the same document. We'll just bring out the document and we'll be talking to each other. We can see the changes we're making in real time and then even present from our desks on the front of the room. So there are ways to connect with others and still learn. And it's going to be different. We know that, right? To fight that it's not going to be different is you're just going to waste your energy.
Teaching in that kind of an environment, the physicality of it, not the emotional and the cultural stuff, but the physicality of it. More separation, nobody going up to the front of the class. I mean, some of those normal processes just won't happen.
The recommendation is 6 to 10 feet of space from the teacher. And so they are going to be in a bit of a bubble, but they won't be able to circulate, which circulating through the class and checking in one-to-one, that's amazing. But again, technology will allow us to do some of that connecting in a way that we wouldn't have been able to do 20 years ago.
Well, and perhaps with less kids in the classroom, they will be able to figure something out as far as the communication or have everybody stand up and talk, kind of a confession. See, I'm
no,
keeping it a little Catholic.
There's going to be,
little
no,
Catholic
there's gonna
here,
be a
buddy.
Lot of creativity every day in every classroom, guaranteed.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan from St. Bernard's Catholic Schools.
Academy. You got to remember, fewer than 25% of our students are Catholic. So you don't want to push people away. We're ecumenical, open. This is a community school. This is a school that served the community for, since 1912.
I understand. I still like what I define as the proper Eureka logo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Yeah,
not Nazareth Academy from 1912.
That was predated me.
Okay, so it's Brian-centric. Brian-centric history.
Absolutely. Nazareth would have worked, but then with the Nazarene, there's such confusion now.
Oh yeah, people. So right. Nice stretch.
You like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I know. It's probably something you have to deal with on a regular basis. Right?
Never. No. Yeah. Only when I come visit you.
Only here,
Right. That's why I come back.
Just to keep you honest. Typically, this time of the year, there's a lot of use of the facility.
Correct.
There's upgrades and things of that nature. With the challenges, with the uncertainties, can you have people using the facility and still kind of be within the lines, so to speak?
Right. We're really limiting the use of the facilities you're talking about. The parking lot's empty. It's just a weird feeling to drive in and see four cars and not a loaded lot in the activity. And that, you know, I've gone into the gym repeatedly this summer, just checking out X, Y, or Z, and it's empty, you know, nearly, you know, all the time. So that is unusual, but it's necessary right now. You know, we're just going to limit contact while we can, with the hope that allows us to open schools to in-person instruction.
Does it allow for some of the remodeling and the maintenance projects that were on tap? I mean, I know mm-hmm. you start getting into what is essential, what isn't essential, what is affordable, what is available. I mean, with materials now,
right.
I mean, there's availability issues too.
Right. We had a team of plumbers going through the building this week, again, getting things ready for fall. But a lot of the budget, I think you'd see this across the country, is really being pointed towards COVID and what can we do to enhance instruction. And, you know, for example, I'm looking yesterday for an hour at a presentation on a Promethean smart board, live demo, gentlemen's in Colorado, and they're trying to sell me a product that, hey, you know what, to get five of those in the building is going to cost me $29,000. Okay, is that enough?
That's just the product. That isn't working inside the building. That's just, you've got five boxes there?
Five boxes, and the difference here is, if you can teach outside, they say, hey, teach outside. And we often have a beautiful fall in Humboldt County. So we could set up several classrooms, one in the courtyard, you know, one the senior lawn. You roll out this smart board and, you know, you've got class taking place in the fresh air. Kids are spaced out. Spaced out, yeah, of course. All students are spaced out, right?
Particularly in high school, yeah, right? Yeah.
Socially distanced.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. But again, increases your safety factors.
The concept of outside, we're starting to see it with restaurants now.
Right.
You know, in the parking lot. Hadn't even thought that might be an option. I mean, you've got a football field, too, that probably isn't going to be used as a football field.
Right.
You know, like you said, it might be tough to keep the focus with some of the kids. But, you know, there are some opportunities that are there maybe to do different types of instruction than what you're normally able to do.
And we're known for getting students outside, you know. Lacey Pope, again, averages about 100 field trips a year. So students are used to, okay, learning is not just happening in the classroom. And I think you and I both probably had college classes that, hey, it's a sunny, beautiful day. Let's go out in the lawn and, you know, have our class. That never happened to you?
I'm just thinking the attendance percentage on those days was, I can remember a couple of times going outside, but I can remember a couple of times, yeah, well, you know what? I'll just study from the chapter tonight.
The flexibility of college instruction. Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, so we'll try some of those things out and see how that goes.
With the structural components, and we've talked in the past about wanting to do this, wanting to do that, doing this major change, that major change. Is all that just kind of put to the side? Or are you beefing up
and
solidifying what is there to make it
better? The building is going to be fine, and again, you've got to take care of your teachers, right? They're on the front line. So what can I do to help protect the teachers and reward the teachers for their time? So right, you know, give the teachers more money rather than invest in, you know, a new set of windows. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you mentioned that you can't build a plexiglass box with holes for the feet. What are some of the things that you're anticipating other than just that separation for the teachers themselves, or is there?
Right. Fred talked about the importance of cohorts and keeping cohorts together. And so that's for the younger grades, 6, 7, 8, even your freshmen will be able to do that. We'll have different entrances for different levels. And we traditionally, you're mixing high school and middle school in the hallways. You know, there's this older brother, older sister family feel. Well, that's for the fall especially will be, you know, that's, you're going to have the wing for the middle school kids. You're going to have this separation. We'll have screening in the morning. We'll have masking as required. So limiting the traffic, we'll have, instead of whole classes moving around, we'll have some teachers moving around. So limit traffic.
Oh, so
movement.
The teachers go to the classroom rather than the other way around.
Correct. Correct. Yep. So, and then we'll be making adjustments, right? The first week, some things will work really well and some things won't. And we'll be, you know what, having four entrances isn't working. Maybe we'll go with three. And so that's, you just have to. It's a kind of a day-to-day, what's the new information and, you know, how can we adjust?
One of the things Angie and I have kind of kicked around, driving around and seeing the outside with restaurants is, okay, dandy this time of the year. Now let's bring in some wind and rain. How does that change the dynamics? You know, so I think that flexibility certainly is something that needs to be accommodated. And I would suspect, being a local kid, that you're already on that one yourself.
Yeah, you know, we the weather's the weather, and we'll just have to take advantage. The courtyard has some nice overhang, you know, plenty of room to have outdoor lunches. And maybe then we start doing some rotation. Instead of spreading people out across the whole campus, we've got a rotation through some spaces that are protected from that wind and the rain.
It's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond, as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. Solving all the problems during the break with Paul Shanahan. I like that eye roll at the end there. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Paul, sports is something that a lot of people look forward to with high school. Certainly the kids do, as well as the communities. Is there any resolution yet as the either CIF, the California Governing Board, or the North Coast Section, which is kind of the subset that operates our area, have they come out with anything either? I guess not recommendations, because I know that's been a frustration from a lot of governmental folks. They recommend, give me a yes or no. You know, give me some kind of a backline on this thing.
Right. So Monday, the CIF came out and said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to compress three seasons of sport into two, and we're not going to start till December. What that did for Humboldt County, it's placed football, volleyball in that December start time, which would work. But everything else.
Football? In the winter?
Hey, it's not a terrible thing. But again, here's the issue. The rest of the sports that our local student athletes play are lumped all together in the second season. So a kid that normally plays basketball and then plays baseball, or basketball and then softball, they're right on top of each other. So that's allowing the state to maintain some of the football playoffs, and you know that's important to a lot of people. So what we're looking at locally and across the section is, okay, is there a model where you have a compressed three season of sport schedule that allows kids to play, you know, multiple sports, which is again what a lot of Humboldt County student athletes do. And so that'll be decided in the next few weeks, I believe.
Pounds the multi-sport that wants to practice a sport. I mean, you can play football on Saturday, play basketball Friday and Wednesday. Okay, but your practice.
Right, yeah, the practice.
Yeah, it's not going to be quite as smooth as it would be normally.
Right, when we find out from our local health officials that we can do youth sport activities, the state has said, you know what, you can extend the kind of the summer practice where you can do any sport through the fall. And so, yeah, go ahead and do activities in the fall. In fact, you could play for an AAU team or a club team during your other season of sport. But, yes, we're going to try, I think, to do kind of three shortened seasons and kind of eliminate that playoff piece of it and just give kids a chance to play. Now, the reality is, you know, as we heard from local health yesterday, numbers locally will likely be going up at some point, and if that's in the fall, then that compromises the plan. So again, you just have to plan and prepare and realize, you know what, the best plan might be scrapped 100%.
It's not a plan B. There's a C, D, E.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the whole alphabet's there.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, don't be surprised when.
Yeah. Now, there are some sports that are closer than others. I mean, volleyball, you might be able to, okay, fine. Certainly if ping pong was a varsity sport, you'd be okay there. Mm-hmm. But there are others that are contact sports. I mean, wrestling would be, I guess, probably top of the pile on that one. Track and field, yeah, you probably can get away with it.
Right.
But the three primary, or the two primaries of basketball and football, it's built in. So are there any changes that are going on? Or
not
is it
yet.
Just
not
severe
yet.
Test or high-frequency testing?
No. From the state, it's just here's the schedule, this is what it's going to look like, and I think what you just listed are a set of questions that have yet to be answered.
So maybe follow the lead of what the NBA does?
Do you have the budget? Yeah, the budget for that?
No, not the Disneyland part.
Fantastic! I know there are probably 1,000 local kids that would sign up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basketball only, and eating and sleeping. Okay, and you can't do anything else. All right.
Well, and it might be challenging also. No parents in the seats.
Right. And then how do you broadcast the games? And, which we were planning to do across this county, but then if all 11 sports are happening at the exact same time, you're not going to, you know, just the officiating, you know, that's okay. How are you going to officiate wrestling, basketball? You know, so many of our talented volunteers out there do multiple sports for us on the officiating side.
You said talented volunteers. Okay.
Super. Hey, you know what? We need folks to make that commitment, and you know,
it would be interesting just as a social experiment, and I'm not uh-huh. suggesting anybody that we might know, but would you be able to get more referees and more officials now because the parents weren't there? No Little League moms and dads, nobody berating you, nobody threatening you, nobody escorting you out to the parking lot or giving you a hard time. Just it would be like officiating a practice,
right?
And I bet you the emotional elements there would be far less, and you might get a better caliber of official.
Well,
or certainly more people.
What you're correct about is I think that has pushed so many people away from the job, the very important job of officiating, is the audience and the crowd and the parents feeling empowered to say whatever they want, attack as much as they want. So that, I think, would be great. Would it improve quality? I think it'd certainly improve the amount of people would want to do the job. But I think you also touched on something else here. Hey, if I'm a parent that want to watch my kid play, I should start training right now and get on the officiating crew.
See, it can go all kinds of ways. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. So we've got different. We're searching for normalcy, trying to find something that we can kind of sink our teeth into, so to speak. I suppose textbooks are now out also?
No, we still have
textbooks. Still have books?
Yeah,
all right.
In fact, we're ordering more because what a lot of systems have done is, you know, you've got one kind of set, and that you rotate through that set as necessary. But you know, if it's necessary, we're getting, you know, every kid has their own. You're not going to be wiping down pages between sections,
right? Or just doing it all electronically,
right? And that is the blessing of Google Classroom and being able to hand out digital documents. You know, that's fantastic, and that'll be the majority. But hey, you know, there'll be some classes where you've got your textbook. Certainly, classes where you have your novels, and those will be, you know, that's your novel.
You mentioned novels. Certainly, St. Bernard's is novel with the dorm.
Yeah.
Different there also. Is there going to be the international student on campus, or because of some of the challenges? And I know you didn't have too many Chinese kids last year, but certainly other countries have been dealing with all kinds of stuff too. What is going to be the cultural makeup of the student body this year?
That's a great question. We had a handful of students stay with family, locally, San Francisco, Sacramento, and those students will come back. But for the ones that went back home, they're looking at remote learning, you know, so they'll stay home, kind of watch and see how California does. Right now, from across the ocean, it kind of looks like California's on fire, you know, with the numbers coming out each day. And they look around, and they've got maybe 10, 15 new cases, you know, in Vietnam each day. And they think, okay, do I really want my son or daughter going into? So I met with the parents and explained how great Humboldt's doing. But at the same time, they understand.
Still have to go through San Francisco or LAX, right?
Right, you got to travel, and, you know, so it's we're setting up a structure in a way that classes are recorded and students will have, which worked really well in the spring, kind of a study hall time, you know, where you can digitally drop in and there are a couple teachers there to help you. And we'll
kind of like a homeroom.
Yeah, like a homeroom for everyone. It's like, you know what, if you want to check in, you might not even have questions on your homework, but you just want to see other people and talk to them. And so that'll be available for our international students that choose to stay home.
Is that something that you see that could become a permanent? Not for the international kids, but for all the students. Because I would think, to me, that was the one thing that was missing at the high school level, is that there really was no teacher hour office hours. It just wasn't there.
Right. St. Bernard's is different. The, you know, lunchtime period, teachers often have their doors wide open after school. And then we've got a whole set of before school teachers. And then our core support folks that are there after school, an hour and a half every day. And so the Mary Seeleys, Kathy Mayers, Dan Schofields, I mean, those folks, that's part of our identity. You know what? The teachers are there for you in the moment when you need it. And I think that helps connect a kid to school. You know, Fred talked a little bit about truancy, and I think that keeps kids coming is, you know what, I've got a connection to a mentor. I've got someone that's interested in my success, and that'll bring you back every time.
Yeah, having mentors and the social connections.
Right, and just the adults that care, right? You know, research says one or two adults care about you, you're going to show up. You're going to do well. You know, it's just knowing your name, knowing your background, knowing your struggle, knowing what you're good at, celebrating your successes, that all builds up to a pretty good relationship.
Most times kids all show up 30 seconds before they need to. How are you going to avoid the tidal wave or the cattle call, so to speak, and try to process everybody through? A lot of entrance points, or are you just going to have to tell the kids, look, you may have been showing up at 8:15 for 8:20 start. It's going to have to be, you know, just like at the airports, you're going to have to show up about 8:05 now to be able to process through.
Right. That's where our smaller numbers help us out. You know, once you divide the group, you know, divide your 200 by four, the numbers get lower. And then we do have a whole. You say, you know, 30 seconds before. We got a ton that show up 30 minutes before, 20 minutes before, and that those core support teachers, you know, normally have their doors open. So that'll be a little bit different in the age of COVID, but we will have the doors open earlier so that we don't have that, you know, big old rush at the end.
You're going to go with those fancy temperature things?
Yep.
No, those things look so cool.
No. Jeff Meyer over at Mendy Supply hooked us up months ago, and then we've got another set coming. But, yeah, it's non-contact thermometers.
Yeah. All righty, bud. Thanks for coming by. try to stay normal.
Oh. Love you, Brian. Keep up the good work.
See everybody tomorrow and Monday.